It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's on TuneIn, Spotify. It is across the industry. Make sure to subscribe, or if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. But before we hop into today's games, March Madness is officially here. Selection Sunday is behind us and the brackets are set. So there isn't a better time than now to give NumberFire Premium a try. We've got you covered. Everything you need, from gambling picks to bracket advice, to help you dominate the best time of year for college hoops. Give your first month of our all-pro package, normally $49.99 a month, for just $19.99 when you sign up today. Promo code BRACKET. That's promo code BRACKET in all caps. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium for more details. It's great with the brackets out. There's so much to cover in so, you know, short amount of time that, you know, the algorithms that we have, going over the historical data, going over the teams, going over the odds, really helps you get it set if you're going with one bracket, if you're doing multiple for whatever reason. It's a great way to really cover all your bases. First month of All Pro is just $19.99 with promo code BRACKETS. All right, hopping into today's slate. And you know, before we get into things, there's a lot of different things we have to pay attention to today. Some right from the jump, some we'll get into a bit later. As of right now, there's 9 games on the slate. As of right now, we have over-unders set for 7 of them. One of which we don't have is New York at Toronto. We're waiting on the Kyle Lowry and potentially Dennis Smith Jr. news. And then the other game is New Orleans at Dallas, the Luka Doncic news. We're waiting on that. So we have some injuries to worry about. Number two, we have Russell Westbrook, who is suspended for this game due to accumulating too many technicals. He is going to be suspended for this one game. That's going to impact things. A lot of different things we have to pay attention to as the day goes on. So let's hop in, starting off with point guard. You know, with Westbrook being suspended, it's actually going to impact shooting guard, which we'll get to with Dennis Schroeder. But we have a loaded slate. And one of the high-end options on FanDuel tonight is Damian Lillard for Portland Trailblazers. He comes at $10,000. He's the second most expensive point guard behind Kyrie Irving. Why is Lillard, you know, a potential key factor tonight? Well, because we have C.J. McCollum at shooting guard, who's going to be out for about a week or so with, I think it's a knee injury he's dealing with. So, you know, $10,000 for Damian Lillard, a guy who's going to be seeing increased usage, a guy who's going to be seeing, you know, increased fantasy production per minute. The problem is that it's a tougher matchup for him going up against the Indiana Pacers. This game has the over-under set at 213 points, with Portland only favored by 3 points. So it is a close game. It's not super, super high scoring at only 213 points, but it is going to be close. He's going to be seeing the extra usage. Again, the issue is that we know that the Pacers are one of the better defensive teams in the league. They're actually giving up only 41 FanDuel points per game, which is the absolute lowest among any team in the league. So we've increased usage, we have a close spread, but it's a tough defensive matchup. So we have to pay attention to that. For me, I actually want to look at a few guys that are in the lower to mid tier to, you know, help you get some savings across the board. You know, one guy is Jalen Brunson for Dallas, and $6,100, we've seen his price jump up a bit, but he has been very, very consistent as of late. Tonight, they're going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, this game does not have the over-under spread because we're waiting on the Doncic news. $6,100, but man, posting 27, 33, 48, 27, and 31 fantasy points in this 5-game stretch, playing 26 or more minutes in all 5, playing 30 or more in 4 of the 5, scoring 18 or more real points in 4 of the 5 games, with 20 or more in 2 of the 5. I mean, really, really consistent, and I love the fact that he's kind of filling up the rest of the stat sheet, even on some of these games where he's not having, you know, 34 points like he did against San Antonio. We have 2 rebounds, 7 assists, 5, and then 4, 5, 4, 7, 4, 2, 9 for the pairings for rebounds and assists going back over this 5-game stretch. Really kind of filling up the rest of the stat sheet, which has helped him exceed 1 fantasy point per minute in 3 of these 5 games. Really strong stuff. He's $6,100. Another guy right at that same price tag, or $6,300, is Colin Sexton for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, this is also one of the tougher defensive matchups going up against the Pistons, who are only giving up 44 FanDuel points per game to point guards, but Sexton has really, really, I want to say shown a new side of him this, you know, second portion of the season. The first portion of the season, he was a bit up and down at points, but these last few games for him have been incredible, combined with the fact he's just playing so many minutes. He's playing 34 or more minutes in five straight games, and we have 38 and 38 in back-to-back games. We have 37, 31, 29, 40, and 29 fantasy points in this five-game stretch. Some of these games are under one fantasy point per minute. As I said, 34 minutes in every single game in this five-game stretch, but man, the minutes are there. He's scoring, you know, mainly in raw points, which is why I like him for GPPs, not so much for cash games. I want a guy who has a bit more, you know, consistency when it comes across the board and across the stat sheet when it comes to cash games, because if he doesn't score 25 real points, he might not reach value. So that's why I like Sexton for cash games tonight, not so much for GPPs. Another injury situation we have to pay attention to at point guard is Tyler Johnson for the Phoenix Suns. Now, you might be saying, Phoenix Suns, they're at home, you know, facing off against Chicago, two teams that are not making the playoffs. Why should I care about this game? Well, you know, Tyler Johnson's 5,500. He's listed as questionable. He missed their most recent game due to this knee injury. He's missed two games now. DeAnthony Melton for the Phoenix Suns is now only $3,800 and is coming off a very, very impressive 31 fantasy point performance in 28 minutes against the Pelicans. So if he's going to be starting again at $3,800, going up against the Chicago Bulls, who are giving up 47 FanDuel points per game to point guards, this is a guy we might strongly want to consider tonight because the salary relief is there, and we have, you know, a favorable matchup against the Bulls, a team we've been attacking all season long. This game has a 228-point over-under, which right now is tied for highest on the slate. It also only has a 3-point spread. So we have two teams going head-to-head that, yeah, they might not be, you know, quote-unquote good, but they're both bad on defense, so we should be looking to attack this from both sides. All right, on to shooting guard, where, again, we are waiting on the injury news surrounding Luka Doncic. We have CJ McCollum already ruled out. And if looking back at point guard, we have Russell Westbrook, suspended. And that's going to impact shooting guard because we have Dennis Schroeder for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He comes in at $6,000 tonight, and he will likely be seeing the starting role tonight. Will play as a point guard, obviously shooting guard eligible on FanDuel. He's $6,000. The matchup for him is on the tougher side, going up against the Heat, who are only giving up 38 FanDuel points per game to shooting guards this season, which is seventh fewest in the league. So a tougher matchup for him, close spread, reasonable priced, increased usage. Again, a little bit, you know, some positives here, some negatives there. You know, we have to make these, you know, determinations as the day goes on. Likely going to be very popular tonight, so just keep that in mind in terms of tournaments, not so much for cash games, obviously. When it comes to shooting guard, if you want to spend all the way up, you know, Devin Booker has looked really, really strong as of late. He comes in at $9,800 tonight, second most expensive shooting guard behind Bradley Beal. But Booker playing a ton of minutes, putting up a ton of fantasy points as of late, and has two double-doubles in these last four games. 61, 40, 39, and 64 fantasy points in these last four games. Again, two of them are double-doubles. If you go back a bit further, we have 34 and then 57 fantasy points. Really, really strong stuff from him. The scoring ceiling, the raw points on him is just so immense. You know, 37 or more real points in three of these past six games. It's just so strong. When he's putting up 40 real points and he just throws in a bunch of assists and some rebounds, we're looking at 55, 60 fantasy points, which he's done, you know, three out of these six games. I love him tonight. Close spread, going up against the Bulls. You know, it's not the best matchup, quote-unquote, on paper. They're giving up 40 fantasy points per game to shooting guards about middle of the league, but I'm still on board with him tonight. If you really want to drop down and take some savings at shooting guard, again, we have a ton of different, you know, injury situations we have to be paying attention to at shooting guard tonight. You know, Danny Green, I think, is actually a very viable option. Like $4,700, soft matchup going up against the New York Knicks. And if, again, we might have Kyle Lowry ruled out for this game. Danny Green played 30 minutes yesterday on Sunday when Lowry didn't play. He only put up 20 fantasy points in those 30 minutes, but that was an increase in minutes for him compared to what he's seen over his past four or five games. So if the extra minutes are going to be there at $4,700, doesn't break the bank. GPP play only, I would say, but the matchup is certainly there going up against the Knicks, who are giving up the fourth most fantasy points to shooting guards this season. So, you know, this position kind of runs the I want to say runs the spectrum. Like, you can spend all the way up for Bradley Beal or Devin Booker. You can fall into the mid-range, you know, and take some guys like Schroeder, $6,000, likely going to be very popular. You can drop all the way down, take a Danny Green. Again, Tim Hardaway could be a guy seeing increased usage with Doncic out. So just keep this all in mind. As we move on to small forward, there's two very clear options. One is Paul George, going to be seeing the increase in usage with Russell Westbrook out. I think that is a very, very obvious play. Don't really need to spend too much time there. Two, Kawhi Leonard, $9,500 tonight, going up against the Knicks. Also a soft matchup for him. Again, if Kyle Lowry is going to be out, we could see him with, you know, increased, you know, amount of usage, increased touches. It has to be noted that they played yesterday. The Raptors played yesterday. He played 36 minutes in that game. He put up 53 fantasy points, which is fantastic because Lowry's not in the game. Kawhi Leonard's seeing all the extra touches. He had a double-double in this game, 33 and 10 for points and rebounds. They're on the second night of a back-to-back. We know the Raptors are having Kawhi Leonard under this minutes load management thing all season long. Are we going to see him play on the second night of a back-to-back? We don't know yet. We just don't have that information as of now. So if Kawhi Leonard is out, if Kyle Lowry is out, this impacts things massively for Toronto, who are already in a fantastic spot going up against the Knicks. Like, this should be the spot we want to attack. Again, we don't have an over-under in this game because we're waiting on that Kyle Lowry news. So if Kawhi Leonard isn't out, Norman Powell is $4,000 for Toronto, listed as a small forward. If he somehow gets the starting lineup due to Lowry being out, due to Kawhi being ruled out for rest, keep an eye on him. And then OG Anunoby, $3,600, has these massive ceiling games when no one expects it. But he's been a relatively consistent part of the rotation for Toronto, 18, 23, 25, 23, and 22 minutes in these past five games. If he sees the starting lineup, if Norman Powell sees the starting lineup, keep all that in mind. We just don't have that as of yet. Kawhi Leonard is the guy, on paper, in theory, whatever you want to call it, to see the increase in usage as he did yesterday. But they are on the second night of a back-to-back, and he just might not be playing. So the Paul George info on him with Westbrook out is clear. Kawhi Leonard is also clear, but we just need the info on him when it comes to if he's actually playing. Kelly Oubre at $6,900 is the guy I'm kind of focusing in on a lot tonight. Going up against the Chicago Bulls, again, a team we want to attack night in and night out all season long. Just because at the end of the year, we don't want to stop now. Kelly Oubre has looked fantastic, especially in these last two games, playing a ton of minutes. 43, 35, 31 in his past three games, with 22 or more real points in back-to-back games, with 44 or more fantasy points in these last two games. So strong. $6,900 tonight, playing the minutes, putting up the real points, putting up the fantasy points. Great matchup going up against the Bulls. Going to be all over him tonight. I think that is, one guy, kind of a really nice mid-tier option that's probably going to go overlooked. Everyone's going to want to spend up for Paul George. You know, they're going to want to spend up potentially for Damian Lillard, and then they're going to drop down at small forward and take a cheaper option, which means some of these guys in the mid-tier might go overlooked. Another guy in the mid-tier that might go overlooked, Josh Richardson. We have the Miami Heat on the second night of a back-to-back. Justice Winslow didn't play yesterday. Dwayne Wade, we know they also kind of monitoring his minutes as the season goes on. Will he play in the second night of a back-to-back simply just due to rest? We don't know that yet. Josh Richardson is $6,100. When Justice Winslow is off the court this year, Richardson sees a 1.2% increase in usage. Obviously, that's not immense by any means, but it's still something that should be noted considering he's going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are giving up 41 FanDuel points per game to small forwards this year. So, again, this is, I would say, the Miami Heat and the Toronto Raptors right now are two key teams we have to be paying attention to on today's slate. For Toronto, one, will Kawhi Leonard be playing? If not, who will, you know, be taking his spot in the starting role, along with will Kyle Lowry be playing? That's also huge. Then for the Miami Heat, you know, who will Dwayne Wade be playing? Will Justice Winslow be playing? We need this information. So I'm on board with spending up, you know, to Kelly Oubre as my most expensive small forward because I want to be different in tournaments. I don't want to spend up for Paul George in every single lineup. Of course, he could go for 60, 70 fantasy points with Westbrook out. But if you want to, you know, fade ownership, you know, take the savings and go elsewhere, look to Kelly Oubre. Mo Harkless for Portland is also another guy you might want to keep your eye on. It is a tough matchup for him going up against the Pacers. But he could be seeing some increased usage with, again, CJ McCollum out. Gordon Hayward also doubtful for this game going up against Boston. Now, although Gordon Hayward is like the quote-unquote like best or only option for Boston listed at small forward, we could be seeing them starting Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. And Jaylen Brown is a shooting guard, but it impacts the small forward news. Or we could be seeing them starting Jason Tatum at the 3 and Marcus Morris at the 4, but both of those guys are power forwards. So it impacts the small forward quote-unquote position, but from a team comp of who they actually start, we need to be, you know, paying attention to this overall. So small forward, another position, a lot of injury news we have to be paying attention to. Moving on to power forward, one of the guys at the top of the list is Pascal Siakam, $8,300 for Toronto. Again, if Kawhi is out, Siakam could be the guy to really stand to benefit from usage, benefit from, you know, the increased touches and the extra fantasy points per minute in a matchup we want to attack all season long. And that's not going to stop tonight going up against the Knicks. We're giving up 48 FanDuel points per game, which is the fourth most in the league to power forwards. Pay attention to him. Another guy at power forward, a guy I've been on a lot recently, is Dwight Powell for Dallas. I don't know what it is about him. It's just like the consistency in, you know, the potential for getting double-doubles, I think, has shown really nice tournament upside. I want to say it's viable for cash games tonight because he's going up against the Pelicans, who are giving up, you know, 48 points as well to power forwards, which is actually sixth worst in the league. The Knicks specifically are giving up 48.26. The Pelicans are giving up 48.01 FanDuel points per game to power forwards. $6,600 for Powell, I think, is a very reasonable price and kind of in the same situation where people are going to be wanting to spend up for Blake Griffin. Favorable spot going up against Cleveland. Spend up for LaMarcus Aldridge going up against the Golden State Warriors, which should be a very good game. This game comes in with a spread sitting at only 2 and a 224-point over-under. And then again, really hoping that a guy like Dwight Powell goes a bit overlooked. You know, hoping, that Siakam, yeah, he's going to be the chalk, and you're going to have to eat that at some point, but that's fine for cash games if Kawhi Leonard is ruled out. Also, kind of like Derek Favors tonight. The matchup for him, listen, he's not the flashiest player in the league. He's not the most exciting player to roster, but going up against the Washington Wizards, we're giving up 49 FanDuel points per game to power forwards this season, which is the second most in the league. Combined with the fact this game has a 220-point over-under with the Jazz favored by 4 on the road, and we also should see the Jazz playing up in pace. So a lot of good factors going for Derek Favors tonight. $6,800, I think, is slightly expensive for him, but it's still reasonable on a 9-game slate where there's going to be plenty of value out there. If you want to drop down at power forward and really take some savings, $5,800, a guy who's $1,000 cheaper, Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat. Consistent as of late and kind of going, I don't want to say unnoticed, but maybe the ownership isn't there on him every time. 30 or more fantasy points in 4 out of his last 5 games. He has a double-double in one of these games. Last night against Charlotte, he was 1 rebound shy of a double-double. The minutes are there for him, 30, 29, 16, which was the down game for him where he didn't have 30 or more fantasy points, but he still produced 1 fantasy point per minute, and then 27 and 24 minutes. So regardless if he's out there for 30 minutes, he's putting up 30 fantasy points, or 16 minutes, he still put up 16.5 fantasy points. We would just like that to see that be a bit higher because we're going to see more and more production because he's very, very consistent. So Bam Adebayo is a guy I kind of like for GBPs tonight, knowing we have like a 35 or 38-point ceiling from him as he's shown in some of these recent games. Just keep your eye on him as you expand your player pool for power forward tonight if you roll out more and more lineups. And then we have Cheick Diallo for the New Orleans Pelicans, $4,600. Another guy that's kind of going overlooked sometimes, especially with, we have Julius Randle up at the top for the Pelicans. We have Anthony Davis on this minutes cap. And then Diallo is a guy that's seeing some decent minutes in some of these games. And he's actually seeing some really, really nice production, specifically in 2 of these games. Now, it is inconsistent, and it is, under 1 fantasy point per minute. Some games over 1 fantasy point per minute. But let's just go through this. Back on Saturday against Phoenix, 25 minutes, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 31 fantasy points. That is strong from a guy who's sub-5K. Against Portland the day before, 15 minutes. Didn't have a ton of stats here or there, but he still put up 15 fantasy points. Simply from a point per dollar and 1 fantasy point per minute basis, that's obviously very strong. Against Milwaukee, 14 minutes, 22 fantasy points. Against Atlanta, 12 minutes, 7 fantasy points. That's not good. Then against Toronto back on the 8th, 23 minutes, puts up a double-double of 16 and 12 when it comes to points and rebounds for 29 fantasy points. All right, so we have 4 of these 5 games above 1 fantasy point per minute. We have 2 of these 5 games with double-doubles, and we have 3 of these 5 games at 22 or more fantasy points for a guy who's sub-5K, knowing that he can show 29 and 31 fantasy points. I think is a great GPP kind of power forward option, right? $4,600, doesn't break the bank. I would say really strong matchup for him going up against Dallas. They're giving up 46 FanDuel points per game to power forward. So we're in a good spot. The matchup is certainly there for him. Again, we don't have an over-under. We don't have a spread in this game, but $4,600, a guy who's simply producing fantasy points, at least when he sees the time on the court. I kind of like him for GPPs tonight, $4,600. Certainly keep your eye on him. As we move on to center, what else can we say about center? Then we have some loaded options. Number one, Andre Drummond, 10.3 tonight. The matchup is as good as it comes going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's played them 3 times this season. In those 3 games, he has posted 50, 55, and 30 fantasy points. Obviously, 2 very strong games, 50 plus in 2 of them. 1 low game, only 30 fantasy points. You still got to be on board with him, right? 50 or more fantasy points, in 2 of 3 is a small sample size, but I like the consistency from him as of late, 41 and 52 fantasy points. He had this down game against Miami, only 24 minutes, only put up 16 fantasy points, but prior to that, it was 43, 35, which is a very okay game, but they blew out Chicago. We spoke about that last week. They blew out Chicago. They didn't really have to do a whole lot in that game, and then prior to that, it was 60 in back-to-back nights. So I'm on board with Drummond. I simply got to be knowing that he has 20-20 upside. Also, in this high tier, I want to highlight Yusuf Nurkic for the Portland Trailblazers. Now, if everyone's going to be looking towards potentially Damian Lillard when it comes to Portland because CJ McCollum is out, Nurkic is really, really the guy we have to be keeping our eye on because he sees an 11% increase in usage when McCollum is out. Nurkic really becomes, that sidekick to Lillard in their offense. He's also averaging 5.85 more fantasy points per 48 minutes this season when McCollum is off the court. $8,900 today, I think, is a very, very reasonable price tag coming off a super, super strong game against San Antonio. 53 fantasy points. He has double-doubles in 3 straight games. He has double-doubles in 4 of his past 5 games. We know the minutes are going to be there for him. I think the price is great on him tonight, $8,900. Love the potential from him tonight. Next, we have DeAndre Ayton at $7,500 going up against Chicago. Now, again, speaking about guys on Phoenix a bit tonight, you want to attack Chicago, right? We've always wanted to attack Chicago all season long. They're giving up 58 FanDuel points per game to centers this season, which is the 4th most in the league. DeAndre Ayton is $7,500. I think this is a great matchup for him. We've seen the potential ceiling on him. He's still a rookie. He's still having a bit of inconsistency issues. 22 minutes against New Orleans, 21 fantasy points. The 32 minutes against Utah, obviously in a tough matchup going against Rudy Gobert. He only put up 2 real points in that game. Still found a way to come away with 21 fantasy points, but it wasn't a good game. 2 real points just doesn't get it done. But he's shown the upside he has. 18 real points against Golden State, 21 against Portland. He has double-double upside. Really on board with him tonight, considering the fact that he's had 3 kind of down games in a row with 21, 29, and 21 fantasy points. All of those games are under 1 fantasy point per minute. So, I'm on board with, recency bias against him. I'm on board with hopefully potentially lower ownership on him in what still is a very good matchup going up against the Bulls. So I want to run it right back, even though I feel like I've had him on some of my teams 2 of these past 3 games. Definitely 1. But if there's recency bias against him, I want to hop on board. And then some more injury news we have to pay attention to at center. DeMarcus Cousins is set for an MRI today. They are playing the Spurs tonight, so if he's not starting, we have to get more injury news. It could be Kevon Looney or Jordan Bell for Golden State. We don't have that. Obviously, Andrew Bogut's joining the team. Not sure what role he's going to be having. I'm not sure if he's actually with the team. Last I saw, He will be available for tonight's game. Last I saw is that his visa issues got cleared, and he will be set to go. And then the other injury news we have to pay attention to is Al Horford for the Boston Celtics. He is listed as probable for tonight's game. Going up against Denver, he's $6,500. If for some reason he doesn't get the start, I assume it'll be Aaron Baines for Boston, who's $3,500. So center, a lot of injury, or I don't say a lot, two injuries we have to pay attention to. Shooting guard, there's a lot of injuries. Point guard, we have suspensions. Small forward, we have, Kawhi Leonard on the second night of a back-to-back, also dealing with the Kyle Lowry injury. So there's a lot to take in on this Monday slate, but it should be a good one with nine games to kick off our week. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's all over the place. Give it a like, follow, or subscribe. Follow me on Twitter @DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.